Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish Show. I am Concha.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal, Concha?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Yo muy bien y con muchas ganas.
¿Sí? Perfecto. So, in these weekly episodes, we help you improve your Spanish one sip at a time.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching us in our YouTube channel. In that case, remember to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you are listening to the podcast version because we do both. If you're listening to us, of course, remember to subscribe to the podcast feed wherever you are listening us to.
Muy bien.
And I think in this episode, you have prepared something very interesting for us.
I have indeed. Yes, today we are going to be talking about the word usted and how to use it. So when we address someone formally or when we address someone informally.
Oh, me encanta, me encanta. Entonces, no vamos a esperar más.
Nada, vamos a empezar.
Pues vamos. Muy bien, Concha. So we are going to be learning about usted. And what can you tell us about it?
Well, before we dive in into the meaning of usted, let's talk about two concepts that we use in Spanish quite a lot, mm-hmm. which is tuteo and ustedeo.
Por supuesto.
What can you tell us about tuteo, Anabel?
Well, tuteo is when you use tú, that is what I do in Spanish.
Exacto. Muy bien. So tú is the form that we use to address someone informally, right? Can you give us a context when we would use tú?
For example, I will use it with you. I would say, Concha, ¿puedes venir un momento?
Exacto. So when you know someone and you address them in an informal way. Vale, so that's tuteo. Mm-hmm. And then we have ustedeo, which is the same, but when we address someone in a formal way. So, for example, someone other than you and that you don't know. Can you give us an example, Anabel?
Bueno, in that case, I think it depends. For example, if I'm in a bus stop, mm-hmm. then I see, for example, an old lady or an old man, I okay. will use usted uh-huh. if I want to ask, like, for the time or the bus times, for example.
Okay.
But if I see someone kind of like my age or even younger, using usted will sound like strange, don't you think so?
Yeah, exactly. So even if you don't know that person, if it's a younger person, then we would use tú anyway. Mm-hmm. So we would say something like, ¿a qué hora o sabes a qué hora viene el autobús? Mm-hmm. So that would be for a young person. Whereas if it was an old lady, like you said, what would you say?
¿Sabe a qué hora pasa el autobús?
Exacto, muy bien. So, esa es la principal diferencia mm-hmm. entre tú y usted. And this is in Spain, because we are both from Spain. I'm from Sevilla and you are from...
Madrid.
Exacto, muy bien. But it gets a little bit more complicated when we go to Latin America. Mm-hmm. So, in Latin America, we use different forms for informal addressing. So, we also have tú. But we have another one that we can also use. Do you know what I'm talking about, Anabel?
Well, I know vos.
Ajá, exacto. Muy bien. So in some countries, we use vos as tú mm-hmm. for informal. Mm-hmm. However, for formal, we use usted generally in Latin American as well. However, in some countries like Colombia, we use usted for not informal, but for when we want to talk about or talk to someone in a more loving way. So, for example, if I were to ask you a favor, for mm-hmm. example, I could say something like, por favor, Anabel, ¿puede llevarme a la estación de tren? Mm-hmm. So that is in a little bit more of a please, could you, but it's not formal, it's in a loving way.
Oh, yeah, nice. I like it. I think I remember like watching a TV show when I was younger, and it was recorded or filmed in Colombia, and they used usted, and I thought it was lovely.
Exactly. Yeah, that's nice. And for us, it's a little bit confusing because hearing usted used in that informal way is a little strange, but it's very nice to use it in that loving way.
Oh, I mean, me encanta escucharlo.
Sí, sí, estoy de acuerdo.
Y ¿qué pasa con el plural? What happens with the plural form? Mm-hmm.
Vale, el plural. The plural will always be ustedes. So the conjugation for ustedes is used always as the plural in Latin American Spanish.
Okay, so no vosotros?
No vosotros, no en Latinoamérica, no.
Oh, well, easy, easy. Me
Exacto.
encanta.
Sí. And there is one more thing, just as a little bonus piece of information, that in Spain, in a very specific region, in Andalucía, you might hear people using ustedes, but then conjugating the verb in vosotros. So using ustedes in an informal way, but conjugating with vosotros. Don't worry, because I think this is too much for today. Maybe we can learn more about this another day. But if you hear it, just so you know, we also use it in that way.
But also something important is that it doesn't really matter if we are using vosotros, usted, and we are not quite sure how to use it, because people are going to understand what you mean in the end. So
exactly.
That's the most important thing.
Exacto. They know you're learning Spanish. They know you're making an effort. So yeah, just try and get the message across, and that's the most important thing.
Yes, we're going like to love the fact that you can speak with us in Spanish. It's
Exacto.
Like, great.
Siempre.
Bueno, muy bien. ¿Eso es todo?
Muy bien, pues eso es todo por hoy, Anabel.
Bueno, pues estupendo.
Well, that's everything for today. We hope you have enjoyed this lesson. If you want to find everything that we have talked about and more examples written down, you can visit our blog. We have posted the link in the description of this episode, of today's episode.
And if you would like more help with your Spanish, remember that you can get regular free email lessons. And in order to get those, you just need to visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
Muy bien, Anabel, pues eso es todo.
Bueno, gracias a ti y gracias a vosotros y hasta la próxima.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.